Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Who had Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Happy New Year, new things. My nigga King Eric, my nigga Comet. We here, man. What's good?
Who had?
We back, baby.
Who had? What's good, my nigga? Yeah, man. Everybody coming down. Everybody's sick, man. I'm sick right now, so pardon my voice. Sick right now, so you know it's gonna be one of them nights, y'all. But how y'all been, man?
Hey, man, we good, bro. We good, man. Just been bringing it to the new year with positive vibes, good energy. Blessed to make it another. Hope we go make this one even better, you know?
Yeah, man. Let's get to it, man.
A lot of things been happening, man. First of all, we want to thank everybody that's been tuning in for us since we started this thing. We started this journey. We're here at episode 159. Keep bringing y'all that dope hip-hop, bringing y'all that dope commentary and sports, politics, real stuff, music, you name it, man. We cover all boundaries over here. So we thank everybody for once again for supporting us.
Shout out all the listeners, man.
All the new listeners. I know my nigga Dave Wall should be tapping in soon. You know, Screwball is deep. We got the street niggas and we got the motherfucking rap niggas. Dave Wall is both of them. You know what I'm saying? He should be tapping in soon, though. But yeah, man. There's a lot of shit going down, man. He was the deal.
Man, whole lot of it going down. Because you know, since it's election season this year, a lot of fuckery is going to be happening. A whole lot of
yeah,
it.
Man.
And usually they, like usually for starters, they got this whole thing going on in with the U.S. striking Yemen. And that sparked
that's a whole other bag of words.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other
bag
of words.
Then you got Trump. And you got Trump out there. He's still leading candidate for the Republican Party. So it looks like we may be getting Joe Biden and Trump too. The way this is looking.
Oh, ain't no maybe. Ain't nobody fucking with Trump on that side. All the Trumps, everybody, Republicans is fucking with Trump, man. You know what I'm saying? If he don't go to jail. But Trump is definitely going to be in this shit.
Yeah, I definitely, I know you saw a poet, but what's up with these Jewish guys in Brooklyn building tunnels underground?
I don't know what the hell that's all about.
They just raided them and found tunnels underground.
Yeah, they trying to say that it was some young Jewish kids that did that shit, you know, and they, you know, you got Jewish people and you got the other Jewish kids that's more rebels. You see that those are the rebellious ones. Those dudes are trying to start trouble.
But is that a way for them to move around without being bothered in the streets? Like that's what I was thinking. Like, oh man, they building these tunnels to avoid people and move around without being attacked or whatever.
Hell no, that was just some fucking young Jewish niggas that did that shit trying to fucking break into the mosque, into the they shit, and you know. They found mad shit down their beds and all kinds of shit. Who knows what them niggas was doing down there?
For real. I was like, what the mother?
They like the skin of the Jewish people. Because, you know what I'm saying? They like the skinheads of the Jewish people, the ones that's the wild ones, the ones that's on some bullshit.
Everybody have their pretty much their own demographic of, you know, the lowdowns, and that is considered within the Jewish community their lowdowns. Everybody have their white trash or skinheads.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. But I also know, you know, according to they start yelling shit at him. But I seen that that Russia has been using North Korean missiles in Ukraine.
Yeah, them niggas using anybody that's giving them fucking weapons, they gonna use that shit.
Yeah, and Ukraine and Russia carry out largest prisoner exchange since beginning of the war. This is according to CNN, you know.
Man, it's going to be some shit, man. Yeah. 40
yeah.
years out.
Yeah, they even said.
It's going to be some shit.
You know,
they definitely
been bombing Ukraine and, you know, remnants been hitting Poland. So Poland went ahead and activated their fighter jets to protect airspace.
Yeah, it's going down over there.
And then you got the other, some other wars. So South Africa is accusing Israel of genocide and urges UN court to halt the Gaza war.
Yo, all this shit is just going to boil over, yo.
There's just too much going on. Way too much going on.
You know, we sitting over here, Americans, niggas eating cheese steaks, Chinese food, and going around with regular life and shit. They want to make us feel it. They trying to make us feel it. Somehow, some way, they're going to make us feel it.
And
they
looking
like people.
What's up?
Once they start burning the flags, it's on.
Yeah, and I know I don't know. You know, this is for people that's not in New York, but I know that people that's out there listening to the news. You know, we got a high migration issue, and you know these immigrants. And I don't want to call them immigrants like that because you know most of us here in the United States came from immigrants. But you know they're going around just asking and begging. And begging and asking for help. And
yeah, man, the people being real fucked up towards them, you know what I'm saying? They got nowhere. They got these no name money, man. They need fucking help. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know we should come first, but that's not fucking their fault. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't putting us first.
Yeah, for real. Definitely, they need help.
Hey, then we got a caller. I think we got a 347. I think we got a 347 caller.
Let him loose. Yo, yo, who that? Who that? Who that? Screwball Radio.
347.
Who there? Who there? You are now connected. Are they connected?
Yeah. The person's on.
Who has your boy Waller logged in?
Oh, that's my nigga A-Wall, man. What's good, he done?
Yeah, I'm logged in. I'm logged into the show. I said, let me check it out. You heard?
What's up,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, my nigga A-Wall. He's screwed.
Who has something? Okay. Who has that ball pack hole?
That's my young car right there. My young dog, man. You know what I'm saying? He older now, but when he was a young kid, he was with me all the time. Nigga seen me go at my worst, at my best. And that's my doggy right there. He can tell
you fact,
some shit.
He's like my father, Terry. Closest thing I got to a father, man. Word.
Yeah, talk to him.
That's
what's up. Let him know who you be. You gotta let him know who you be, man.
Yo, I heard y'all talking about that immigrant shit, man. What's going on, man? How y'all feeling about that?
How you feel about that shit? This shit is a problem. But what they gonna
do?
They're gonna put them niggas on a curfew like they do to homeless shelters. It's a curfew. Make the niggas stay inside at night.
That's even if they want to stay in the shelter. Because remember, that shit is optional. Not everybody's staying in that shit.
Shit, it's cold. The motherfuckers staying in that motherfucker. It's cold.
Or especially
I think they need to help us first. You know what I'm saying? I think with all these immigrants and shit coming in, they got them forgetting about the black people and the black struggle. You know, even though we all immigrants, you know, let's take care of the immigrants that's here first. Let's take care of us first. Like, you know what I'm saying? But this shit is all political.
Yeah.
I think it's all for votes. If you ask me, it's all for votes, but what that immigrant fluctuation doing is, if you ask me, is erasing the black culture, bro.
Yeah, man, definitely, man. You know, everybody jacking our struggle. They jacking our struggle like, what about us? Nigga, what about us?
Nah, for real, though. You got to realize this, though, Pig. My thing is in 20 years from now, right? Like, I think I'm thinking about the future, like with my kid growing up. In 20 years from now, homie, it's going to be immigrant struggles. It's going to be about them. The black man going to be obsolete from all them discussions. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. That's what they trying to do. But, you know, it's going to be a lot of shit that happens between then and now. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't think that's what they trying to do. I think they doing it, bro, because when you look at it, like, what black nigga you know stayed in the Roosevelt Hotel because the system said, yo, before you homeless, stay in this hotel. Before we put you in your family in the street, we're going to let y'all stay in the Roosevelt Hotel. That shit ain't never the, come on, man. Like, what's going on is an atrocity, bro.
You're right.
Nah, they put people, you know, back in the day, you know, they put you in the armory shelter. They put you in, like, the worst shelter.
This shit is all filled
up.
This shit is all filled up.
No, that's the fact. These shelters that they put you in back in the day, them shits was like the medium dorms up north, the jails, the medium. That's what I see in the medium. 60, 90 beds. Like these immigrants is coming here, and let's be for real. They're coming here from living in huts and shit and tents and shit, bro. And they're staying at the Roosevelt. A towel at the Roosevelt costs $750, bro. That's ridiculous.
Word, they got robes and everything. They got robes in there and everything.
Bro. And not just that. They come over here, they stay in the Roosevelt Hotel. They get a free electric bike so they can do deliveries on it. And they also get cash. They get, like, I think you get $3,000 for each person in your family. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, what about the people? Like, I'm struggling. My family's struggling, homie.
Yeah, they have, you know.
And they killed it. And they getting a lot of the EBT support. Because, man, they came to the store, and this one person, man, they had about $2,000-$3,000 worth of EBT. The average person got to get, they could barely even get that.
Well, you know, the reason they don't help us, like we here, we have the opportunity. We could get a job. We could do all the things that we supposed to do, even though we need help. But they letting us fend for ourselves. With these people, they just, you know, they overlooking the need of the everyday people. Like, we everyday people here. Like, we deal with the system every day, whether you on welfare, whether you on unemployment. You know what I mean? Like, struggling every day. People struggle every day, but yet they don't want to help us because we have the resources to do such, you know? Where these people are coming
in. We got limited resources.
Yeah, they limited, but we're American, you know what I'm saying? So there's no job that we cannot apply for, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like we could go and be electricians.
I'm not going to lie. I could jack it. I could definitely jack where you're coming from, you know? Regardless of what, there is some kind of help out there that even if we don't go seek it, we know that we can get it because we speak the language. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I jack it.
Like, you can't go to nowhere. What country can you go to right now and get set out like that? Try to walk to Canada.
Like,
and say, yo, I'm poor. Help me.
Well, you know, the thing with Canada is they give you free health care. You ain't got to pay for health care in Canada.
That's
free
health
care.
Canada's like that. Jerusalem is like that. There's a couple places where you don't have to pay for health care.
If you went over there and you signed up for it, you would get free health care. Think about it. Canada is actually filled with a lot of West Indians. Toronto, heavily populated West Indians. They get free health care. Certain countries do things for their people, but not here. You know?
No, that is a 100%
it's doggy dog over
that
here.
That's 100% fact.
Yeah,
that's why the countries are able to afford free health care for their people, because they're taking the money that they're getting and they're actually giving it back to the people. Over here, what we do is the money that we have, we actually give to foreign nations and foreign countries, bro. It costs $100 billion, bro, and we could fucking stop homelessness in the United States. And I was just reading, that's how much we gave to Ukraine already. We gave them $158 billion, my nigga. That's ridiculous, bro. That shit could have stopped homelessness. Listen, if we'd have been like, look, Ukraine's not our problem. Fuck that bullshit. We're going to use this $100 billion so nobody's ever homeless in the United States. We could have literally did that. But instead, we wanted to send the money over there to fight us in war. We don't even know the name of it. None of us on this line right now know the name to one town in Ukraine. But yet, $58 billion of our bread is over there. You heard?
Yeah, and they don't ask the people. They ask none of us.
Mm-hmm.
You ever want to send them any money?
That part right
they
there.
Used it.
That's none of us.
That's crazy.
And you know that most of that comes out of the working man that's here trying to provide for their family, And we being taxed. You know, they raising our taxes. We dealing with inflation, so we paying more for bread. We paying more for milk. We paying more for everything. And out of all that money that we paying for, a lot of that shit just gets sent over there.
You want to know some real shit? Yo, Piggy, you said some ill shit. You said they doing all this shit with the paper, right? And they not asking none of us. For that reason right there, that's why we get dragged into wars. We get dragged into wars because there's people that's put in positions of power that they say what happens, you heard? They don't come ask the regular person like us. You feel me? So these places, they go to war with us. You know why they go to war with us? They go to war with us because they feel like the people should overthrow the ones making these bad decisions. Because we got these people in position making these bad decisions, that actually falls on us, the regular common people. Because these are the people that we saying, okay, give Israel money to motherfucking occupy Palestine. Like, we basically saying this shit is okay because these are the people that's in power speaking for us. This shit is crazy.
Yeah, but you know, the thing with that too is that we go to war for these countries, and 100% of the time these countries always kick back to us under the table.
It'll never reach you, it'll never reach me.
Nah, it's not meant to come to us. It ain't meant to come to us. It's meant to line the pockets of politicians. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That shit don't do nothing for New York. It don't do nothing for California. It don't do nothing for Texas or North Carolina. None of them places see the money. None of them. But what do? They raise our taxes. They raise our product. They barely raise minimum wage. They barely make it so you can make an honest living. Like, think about it. You're in New York. In order to live in New York, you need a job and like four hustles on the side.
Definitely.
You know, you got people that go to work every day, and then on the weekend they cooking plates and serving plates in the hood. So you could go get your collard greens, your chicken, your Spanish rice and beans, and with some chicken stew, and just so they can make some extra money on the side.
Yeah, man, you gotta get in your house with that. You gotta get in your bag, man. That's why everybody's doing shit. Everybody moving and shaking. If you ain't moving and shaking,
You have to in New York. You have to in New York. I don't know what it's like in North Carolina. I don't know what it's like in Atlanta. But I know in New York, the cost of living in New York is high.
And you know what's crazy? The shit is high, and you can literally be living on the minimum of all necessities, and you'll still be paying out the ass, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. I definitely know. You got oil prices up. You got gas just to put gas in your car. You know, right now it's kind of low, you know what I'm saying? I see like $2.83, $2.90, $3, but that shit is high. That shit is high to me. Take you like $50, $60 to fill up your car. When it used to take you $35 to fill up your car. It used to be $35 to fill up your car. $40 tops. Now you see that fucking that gauge going more. That shit going up. Oh shit, hitting 40. Oh shit, almost 50 just to fill up your car. And don't take 93. And you gotta hope your car don't ask for 93. You know what I'm saying? This shit asking for 93. You paying like $70 to fill your car.
That's why niggas going to bump us the White House again, man.
Yeah, but it's not going to do nothing. You bump us the White House. That shit ain't going to do nothing. taxes still going to go up. Gas prices still going to go up. All that shit still going to go up. You bum rush the White House again.
Yeah, that shit ain't going to change nothing.
Well, we can't do nothing about it. We can
do one thing. I know one thing. You know, I'm going to switch topics real quick. You know, Schoolboy Radio, Saturday night. But the Texans just beat the Cleveland Browns ass. Listen, look.
Hell yeah.
Cleveland, what happened? They just
Joe Flacco, man. Joe Flacco threw fucking three fucking big sixes.
That's crazy to me.
That was a stomp. That was a stomp down, man. That was a straight stomp.
You know, and right now, you know, the Chiefs and the Dolphins is going at it right now, 13-7. You know, the wild card run is going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? A couple games and a couple teams in the wild card. You know, my Jets is bums. They ain't make it. Giants ain't make it. You know, maybe next year.
Yeah, niggas is bums.
Straight up bums, man. You get paid all that money and you ain't doing shit. They're about to fire the coach of the Jets or his contract is up.
Shit. You just got rid of Bill Belichick.
Yeah, yeah. What's that? I hear like feedback in the back. Like, what is that?
I don't know. Do you still hear it?
Yeah, yeah, like kind of like feedback in the back.
Cut that down a little bit.
I know all I want to do, man, is get into some music real quick. Because I can
wait
in Memphis right now. Next play in Memphis right now.
Before we go into the music, did you just see, you know what I'm saying, like the women just started a hockey league. Like there's going to be hockey, women's hockey league.
Women ain't going to support it.
I mean, they already had a sold out game. The USB Arena.
Okay.
So when you look at it, now you got women's hockey, you got women's football, whether it's the lingerie or whatever league, you got women's basketball. They trying to make they mark, you know. Big up to the women that play hockey, because hockey is a brutal sport, man. You know they be walking around with teeth missing and shit. Them hockey players be walking around with no teeth.
Yeah, them niggas be wilding.
You know, they be throwing down. They be going at it. I don't want to see no woman walking around with no teeth, man. I definitely don't want to see no woman
real messed up.
Like, got four teeth left. Cause she got hit. She got into a knuckle fight.
You know, all that shit is because they legalized the sport betting shit everywhere. You could bet on your phone now. So now they making that sports for everybody. You heard?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because now you can just go on your phone, FanDuel. You could bet on any team. So the women's sports. You about to have kids. You about to have kids on TV soon playing sports, hockey and basketball. You heard?
Word.
The money thing, yeah, capitalism is a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's one thing
that's
the United
we gotta
States
start
is good
investing.
For. For sure.
Oh, man, you're all fucked up, man.
But E, let's go. Let's get to it.
No doubt. Phone number is 516-531-9596. About to hit y'all with a couple bangers, and we'll be right back with y'all.
Let's get it.
All right, quiet on the set.
Turn it up.
With nothing but the flyest shit.
Let's go.
Oppenheimer thought process, Einstein mind patterns. The rings around Saturn start to glow when I'm rapping. Logos on the polo, play it back in slow-mo. Kilo is my promo, yeah. Tony and Manolo. Bar for bar, no man can spit it like the Lord. I'm from a different cloth, my lyrics are my sword. Check me out, son, the moon and the stars. Greet me from afar, telepathic bars. Bitches greet me with a grin, they see me, it's a sin. My Illuminati network, secrets deep within. The logos and the stitching, Ralph Lauren addiction. Got three of the same shirt, but the color different. My low goose got the cookie patch on the chest. Polo written on the sleeve, looking fresh to death. The Lauren God gave my offerings to polo priests. Believe it when you see it, both color snow beaches. 36 times the speed of sound is how I pass you. 22 atomic bombs crash into your castle. One by one I kill them all, flood the feeling till it's gone. 22 atomic bombs dropping on you from afar. Yeah, we live it, then we spit it. Every lyric's from the heart. Logo laws, polo priests give praise to Lauren gods. One by one we kill them off, love the feeling till it's gone. 22 atomic bombs dropping on you from afar. Yeah, we live it, then we spit it. Every lyric's from the heart. Logo laws, polo priests give praise to Lauren gods. Yeah, we give praise to Lauren God. Let's go, we give praise to Lauren God.
I'm the quickest, the killer imbecile. Fully equipped with skill, that ice cold Japan Iraq, give me the chills. Weapons concealed for real, Forrest Gumping after the mills. I flip a few grills and pay off my bills. Mr. Polo Prince Charming, my presence is alarming. Rocking purple label garments at Madison Square Garden. Flyest nigga ever seen, by a large margin whipping the Benz. My clientele drives a hard bargain. The low specialist, wardrobe with extra benefits. Crack open the treasure chest and witness the evidence. All these past tense rails and gems I represent. Ralph Lauren's presence all over my residence. Sergeant Slaughter, overwhelmed by superstardom. Started from rock bottom, now I'm at the top while I'm stockpiling. Miami-Dade, Everglades, alligator, crocodile, moving in silence. My outfit speaks volumes.
Yeah, now I'm in. Yo. All these dumbass niggas in the comments.
One by one, I kill them off. Love the feeling till it's gone. 22 atomic bombs dropping on you from afar. Yeah, we live it, then we spit it. Every lyric's from the heart. Logo lords, polo priests. Give praise to Lauren God. One by one we kill them off. Love the feeling till it's gone. 22 atomic bombs dropping on you from afar. Yeah, we live it, then we spit it. Every lyric's from the heart. Logo lords, polo priests. Give praise to Lauren God. Yeah, we give praise to Lauren God. Let's go, we give praise to Lauren God. Yeah, son. Straight paper, the logo lord. You heard, 2 L's. Shout out to the whole low-life community worldwide. Low-life Mexico. The whole Orlando family, you heard? Let's get it, Polo Japan. Word up. Universal low-lives everywhere. From state to state, country to country, across the waters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes for them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers of the same mind, one line, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling.
Eradicate the middleman, alphabet boys trying to emasculate my little man. Fear he might calculate a iller plan. Global inoculation, microchip in our hands, nanotech in our arms to populate, do us harm, block out the sun, destroy crops and farms, keep the people distracted with rocks and charms, while they terrorize the third world with rockets and bombs. Fuck is that about? Cut the cord, black them out. Imagine us all on one accord, acting out. Disasters like major floods and food drought. Keep an eye out for sellouts. They do anything for clout. Neo in the Matrix. Love is love, why they hate this? Who said the road ain't rough on the path to greatness? Coded DNA, aftermath of the ancients. Fighting for what's sacred. Life is what you make it.
Caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't run for the sake of riddling.
Suffers worse than you. Preserve uno first, family too. Understanding with a clear third eye view. Defense is key to self be true. Let's get it. Admit it, you was born with it. Always find a way to score. Stay on pivot. Always find your way. Explore. Stay authentic. We might start off small, but then we augment it. Getting bigger and bigger. Not the average. More like a sniper with a hair trigger. Considered savage. This joint here is a wig splitter. Possibly can cause panic. Best to get yourself some insurance, we cause damage coming in hot. Strap yourselves in. Anybody hear me out there? If so, tell them. Go ask my enemies, friends, fans, loved ones, or siblings. Nah, I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling.
I don't rhyme.
behind the back passes. You know, all the and one rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
You just can't do this, man.
There's no niggas out right now fucking with it.
At all.
Watch this magic trick right here. Look, check this shit out. Watch.
Pine box, your favorite. Firearm, flaming appearances. Tap dancing, your spirit. Get on my Sammy Davis. I do the damn thing with no bones broken. The pulling hamstrings. Code of conduct, we in a damn league. Hook me up to the wall. My energy overpowers the grid. Lord, sound waves, supreme shit. Double the smoke, and you ain't seen shit. Follow me, the novelty switch. It's like a magic trick. Politicking, poverty stricken. Caught a robbery, my lottery ticket. Methodically written, this honesty is kinda demented. And plus your top five at this moment is all defenseless. My shots licking, why have you hopping fences? Now that I got your interest, notify this bitch pimping king, I got your empress. Gold chain, that's the imprint. Acknowledge God, you in the realms of Jabbar. Rappers is in the hot seat. Facts is actual, the temperature's levels are so long. Me and Midas exchange lines like crypto. Ethereum, my shooters is serious from the get-go. Y'all niggas better get low. I brought dice, nigga, now what they hit for? This chain shit is so official. We got the ball now.
Y'all
the greatest
now.
Show on earth, about to bring it to y'all town.
Y'all
the
town.
Gold trotting gold chain, we doing all styles. Full court press, let's get it on now. We got the ball now.
Y'all
now.
The
greatest show on earth, about to bring it to y'all town.
Y'all
the gold trotting gold chain, we doing all styles. Full court press, let's get it on now.
Due to knowledge, due to Deuteronomy rap, idolatry, the odyssey, the art is hard to find inside idolatry. Time to sneeze, cat snatch your breath, sleep, the pull of curtains, peeking, air your lights, I'm still remaining more unique, twin. Sounds over digital, crown wow, the style of sounds, visuals, my niggas is trust to smile, criminals, lord, leap of faith, legs, big butt, naked bitch, to make eggs, I'm in for dudes, the tip is more typical, tend to do unnatural feats naturally, that's the mission too, the speed's turning everything crimson blue, Clemson crew, tigers and bears, as soon as the snare hits, I mention you. They clutching prayer beads, we playing pick-up Duke. Big dats that have it, waving tassels. David Hasselhoff actions, models off, throwing Molotovs at ya. Hard to capture when it's over, that's the rapture. Over though, I flash the clap for y'all looking plump, and I'm a snacker. Hot sauce drip, my loose skip, and one rap shit. Chain hanging everywhere, and that's
we got
it.
The ball
we
now.
Got the ball now.
For y'all now.
Y'all
the greatest
now.
Show on earth, about to bring it to y'all town.
Y'all
the
town.
Gold trotting gold chain, we doing all styles. Full court press, let's get it on now. We got the ball now, this shit's for y'all now. The greatest show on earth, about to bring it to y'all town. The globe trotting gold chain, we doing all styles. This is full court press, let's get it on now.
Yeah, y'all niggas know, man. Fuck.
Still
rocking
my city, still loving my city.
Air one rap shit,
nigga. Determination, a lot of guys just might not be as talented as anybody, but just play so hard that, you know, you just gotta give them they do. I love being around the people I grew up with. Anybody that's living in the ghetto, I guarantee it's the same thing. I'm not like one of them guys that was like the basketball camp, AAU circuit type guy. I was on the streets. I was playing on the crates on the corner.
Yeah, yeah, Schoolboy Radio live from the Matrix, man. Nothing but that hardcore shit, you heard?
For real.
Going on, man. We still tapped in.
Yeah, music is crazy. A lot of new music out.
We got to play some more music. Let's keep popping with some music, man. I want to hear more music, man. We missed a couple of weeks. It's fucking 2024. Keep hitting them, E.
No doubt, man. Too much heat, too much fire. We got more in the chamber right here. So, yeah, let's get it.
Let's go, man. Schoolboy meeting.
Yeah.
You're now listening to Jay West.
Yo, the crew out disorderly, but we move accordingly. They got to guard you now or they recording me. Real rap, the way I flow is how it ought to be. Fly nigga straight out the gentleman's quarterly. Hold up, let me talk my shit though. Niggas talk shit, I'm in Monte Cristo. With a model type bitch, I met at the disco. The list goes on and on and on. To the risk takers that take risks to get paper. Devil on the case, try to put on wrist breakers. Sick up boys, you know what's on your wrist takers. You know the plug, we fuck with the brick makers. We bout to bubble like 7-Up. Vroom, vroom, you hear that thing revving up. You standing on the block, I pull a 7-Up. About to have another boy, so I got the 7 truck.
BMW.
The BM's got nice performance, got a big gun, got a license for it. Killer niggas get life insurance, take your bitch better get wife insurance. The BM's got nice performance, got a big gun, got a license for it. Killer niggas get life insurance, take your bitch better get wife insurance. BMW a black man's wish, BMW a black man's wish, BMW a black man's wish. All I wanted was a fucking BMW.
BMW.
That like Cassidy.
So
Cassidy is like the man.
But that's what I'm leading up to when I say, like, you know, people from your your neck of the woods.
So Cassidy, we could talk about Cassidy, who's an amazing songwriter first.
Mm.
I'm telling you this. All right. So let me tell you who's telling you this so you don't understand. Carlos Santana, 10 million. Mm. That's me. Diamond, the plaque's right down there. Fugees. Like 20 million, the plaques down there. I wrote the biggest song of all time, breaking Elvis Presley and Michael Jackson's record, Hips Don't Lie. And I ain't even get started. I'm just that rapper that really don't, I'm really famous in real life. That's a bar. No, I only say that because when I tell y'all Cassidy's a songwriter,
yeah.
Dog, man.
Oh, so we got to
look in the studio with Cassidy is a songwriter. It's important y'all understand that part of it.
All is back. Lines they can't steal them. It got me feeling like the rap version of Cat Williams. If you black, I know exactly how that's feeling. Yo, two white people cannot have black children. Facts, but two black people could have a white one. I know you heard of albino, that's where white's from. That mean the first person was melanated. If your skin got melanin, you should be celebrated. I started from the bottom, then I elevated. Cause all the ladies show me love, a lot of fellas hate it. But I delegated for all y'all, cause my eyes seen the widescreen, what y'all saw? That's why my bars hard and my flow's different. Listen, I did a song with me, but Hov didn't. But he did clear the sample, I hear the sample. I'm a hustler in my head, that's a clear example. That sometimes you could get what you grind for. I feel rappers should blog less and rhyme more. When young wear all that fake jewelry, you shine more. And white collar crimes, you get less time for. If you don't use your mind more, you cannot win. Some niggas drowning in debt cause they cannot swim. Dog, I've been going hard and it will not end. I refuse to take it easy, I'm not Rem. They not him and I'm not them. I'm like G-Rap mixed with KRS and Rakim. I'm like Biggie, a pun if they would've got Slim. Since the game shady, I'm blacking out, I'm not M. I got signed in 99, I was hot then. You a hater if you ain't got me in your top 10. When I got a record deal, I got locked in. And started doing it so big, I could've popped Kim. Look, I will not bend, I will not fold. This his story, cause this story was not told. Yo, the road to riches got a lot of potholes. And cats liars get aired out like flat tires. No one will get spared when them gas fire. If you front like you a shooter, it'll backfire. Yo, every rap fire, you hear the flow. LL said I was nice like 20 years ago.
Yeah, you know this history class today. Jam Master Jay gave me advice before he passed away. Run in, DMC said I got it lit. Ask Busta Rhymes, when I bust a rhyme, it's hot as shit. Yes, I met Wyclef before I got with Swiss, and he told me that I got a gift, this shit not a myth. I used to live in Yonkers right down the block from Kiss, and he used to give me pot when I ain't have a pot to piss. This not a diss, I put a song with Puff out before. It's all love, but I ain't been to Puff House before. I ain't got nothing bad to say about the boy, but once you get your foot in, it's hard to get out the door. I got arrested right when I was about to tour, and got past the black ball when I was about to score. Wow, every time I smile, they start pouting more, but they don't matter, I'm fine at the back of the line. I could shoot the club up, but look what happened to Shine. It's time money, I'll be rich in just a matter of time. I got amnesia from the crash and had to gather my mind. When Meek dissed me in a tweet, I felt I had to respond. Cause switching up is some stuff niggas won't admit. I could forgive, but won't forget, it's in the back of my mind. It's true, I'm unstoppable like Shaq in his prime, but it was still hard to make it like Shaq at the line. If you mumble when you rap, then you catch a resign. Stevie seen the talent in me and he actually blind. So Lane stole some bars that was actually mine. Now he behind bars, that's an actual sign. That committing robbery is an actual crime. And I literally inspire all these rappers who rhyme. Rappers acting real till they face an actual time. And on God, rap singing like a chapter from Psalm. You could get backhand and then slap with the palm. I was in Iraq right after they went after Saddam. Sex, I got the bars so I'm popping off. Dog, I'll fuck your baby mother right after your mom. I'm back on the grind. It could get ugly, but I'm a pretty boy with fame. I was rocking 2 Chainz when he was Titty Boy. I get busy, boy. I ain't worrying about the next wave. For 2 decades, I've been holding down the city, boy. I done touched the buck and put it in the bank. But I ain't trying to move, yay, yo, until I'm 50, boy. I knocked off a lot of weight like Missy, boy. Stick on my hip and a can in my Timberland. Man, you been a fan and you still one. Fuck playing Call of Duty, get hit with a real gun. I was real young, hanging around grown men with glad locks in a stash spot I put the chrome in. Zone in, I'm narcissistic, I'm my own friend. If you ain't trying to see this head, watch your tone in. I'm going in, I ain't shocked that y'all mad, but I'ma rub it in your face like alcohol pads. Chaz.
I'm chilling at the fucking crib with Donna Mae, counting all this damn money that Donna made. She got the block on lock, so they holler slave. Never take a day, y'all fuck a holiday. On Christmas Eve, I flip this key for 50 G's. Man, I gotta get this cheese. Twist these trees, roll up another swisher. You know when I roll up, I come to get ya. Don't mean to be blunt, but I'm gon' twist ya and burn ya up. Now that's how I smoke with ya. The dope getter, the dope whipper, the dope flipper. Everything I do is dope, I'm a dope nigga. A dope dealer, the motherfucking package man. I'm packing packages from Pack Square to Pakistan. I'm moving the snow fast, downhill like an avalanche. I'm about my paper, my Skrilla, I got a bag of cash. The best rapper, I'm ill. As if you had to ask. So pass the mic, I grasp it tight. Like a crackhead, grasp the pipe. I'm about to smash it, right? Trap murder, get murdered in the afterlife. Good night.
Yeah, 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 Screwball Radio. Live from the motherfucking Matrix. And that's how we do it for 24, you heard?
For real, yeah, yeah. For real.
A lot of heat we played.
Too much. It's a lot of dope music out there, man. It's just like, to save y'all some time, just tune into the show every Saturday night. You ain't got to dig on YouTube no more. We play the hottest of the hottest.
You know hip-hop crazy, lives, though? Baby. Hip-hop
what's
is
crazy
alive.
Is that we missed all December and all the music that came out in December. Like, there was so much heat that came out in December. I know the people, you know, they get in other channels or whatever they listening to, but, you know, I know personally a lot of music that came out in December and we weren't able to give it to the people, but 2024, yeah, happy new year. Ain't gonna be nothing but smoke for the rest of the year, you know?
You already know, my nigga.
Hey, what you guys thought about the 2024 wrap up with Uncle Murdo?
To be honest with you, I ain't even hear it. I ain't even waste my time.
It was whack. It was whack. This one was really whack. It wasn't that hot. I still appreciate it. I still like it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That Cassidy you just played was dope. But that year wrap up, I ain't even bother, man.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that 2023. Fuck that bullshit. Fuck everything happened in 2023. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. You know? That shit is just like gossip.
I like the concept of it, you know? Even though he jacked the concept from, I forgot who he jacked that concept from, man.
Skills?
First dude that was done.
Yeah,
Skills. Yeah, he don't do it no more, do he?
Nah, he stopped after 2020. He just said, after 2020, all the stuff that was happening in 2020, he was like, man, I don't have the motivation to do it no more.
Just too much, man. Too much shit
nah,
going on.
Ill,
you know, they went back.
It's ill when niggas put it together, right? The Knicks is busting Memphis ass.
Oh, yeah, talking about the Knicks. I see the Knicks is,
we busting Memphis ass on that. 94, 82.
The Knicks is looking to acquire. They're looking to acquire another point. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, we don't need another point.
Yeah, I think his name is Thule.
We need more big men, man. Attack the basket.
Yeah, speaking of B-ball, I want to just say, because I read this while we was doing the music break, that Melo, he feels that the Denver Nuggets is trying to erase his legacy.
Why you say that? Why you feel that?
Hold on, I'm going to bring the article up, man.
Can't erase his legacy. Melo was the man over there. They never got it, but he was the man.
Yeah, he feels that the Nuggets giving Joker number 15 is a slap in the face to him. And he felt that they're trying to erase him.
Oh, man, they gave him a number?
Nah, but Joker's always wore 15. Anytime you've ever seen Joker play, he's always had number 15 on his jersey, though. His whole career, his whole life. His whole life playing ball.
Yeah, Melo can't jack that. He can't regulate that. And now if he won the championship over there, he might have something to say.
Yeah, I think they went to the playoffs. When Melo was over there in Denver, I think they went to the playoffs 6 times, but they got knocked out the first round each time.
They definitely was playoff contenders every year when he was over there, but they, you know, at that time, it was just too much Kobe going on, Shaq going on, you know?
Yeah, because they had the squad. They was looking mean. That was one of my favorite teams, man. Then they had Chauncey Billups. You know, he was just coming from winning the trip with the Pistons. You know what I'm saying? They had J.R. Smith. They was lit, son. They had the Birdman. They was looking good back then, son.
Wow.
Yeah. It definitely was. But, yeah. Football Radio, episode 159.
We gotta leave it with some music, though, E. And then we're going to catch you next motherfucking week. Shout out to my nigga A-Wall. You know what I'm saying?
You know the
vibe. Always have my back. Always have my back. Through thick and thin. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Legend. Get better, baby. We gonna be back strong. Trust that.
Say that shit.
Say no more.
Next week,
yeah,
hey,
on that note, we
up at
it.
He will go call back up next week. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? He tell us a few, you know, he tell us a few hood stories that we went through, me and him. You know what I'm saying? Shit, crazy shit. Just tune in, y'all.
School Boy Radio. Until next week, same school time, same school channel.
Same school channel.
Who
in? And we out.
Who in?
And who?
This is the Screwball Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
One day when I was riding on the train, I seen these two kids talking about the Nubian rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing cause these kids caught my goat. Even wore my coat like a murder that they wrote. So this kid with mouth swagging out blazed the cloak and dagger. So I got to show Deuce of my Sherlock that I am. I could rock a jam, make the world drop ham. Oh yes, I'm the bad man, and bad men wear black. And if it comes to dropping bombs, yo, I'm with that. Now I can freak, fly, flow, fuck up a faggot. Don't understand the ways, and I ain't down with gays. You want to adopt the style that was made from my mom and my dad. When I was young, I used to run with a notepad. Then time flew, and somehow I knew that I was bad to the bone. Black prodigy since the age of 20. I could write a rhyme, rip it up, and write the next one right on the spot. Sign my name with a dot diamond. He threw me some smooth shit, wrong crowd roar. Took up your whack, damn, everybody hits the floor. Okay, it's you, Slim, the hard rock of the pack. Don't wanna kneel to the brothers. You must be holing, but some shit in his chest. Now his whole body's swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked for it, his man saw it. So it don't mean shit to me. He's gone, that's how it's supposed to be. Check it out now. I ain't going out, man, that short shit is dead. Have you heard what I said? If not, ask the dread. He got a cannon that's bad, similar to the one that I got from my old dad. Your punk ass will be grass quick fast like my name was Flash. When a nigga try and rob me from a cash, you thought you had a sweet, big, nice pick, but you didn't anticipate that I might be sick. Now who's the trick, cause I'm not a hump?
No, 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 no,
I always do the fucking, just might do the bucking. I leave my Nike sucking, you wrecked them till you learn. Brand new being, yo, you gotta respect them. Dissect them, yo, our word is born regardless. Tumor wantin' to do the puma strut and suck the fuck off before I punch you in your face with the motherfucking bass. Then you're gonna taste blood in your mouth. We're gonna flood south to the ground. You ain't gonna know I don't fuck around. See if you think you had two soft new jacks. We're gonna have to off you with a few cracks to the jaw, and you won't pop that shit no more. Explain it to your friends while you're laying on the floor. Did you want some more? I didn't think so. Just got whipped like a faggot in the clink. So I suggest you take your bloody mess and find a piece of wire. Fix a broken jaw, then it's time to retire. Lord Jamal will live long, cause I give strong blows to the heads of my foes. Dread flows, gives me power as it grows. Watch out, Ross Cloudy, you catch the speed, not heed not. And hell will be your home, Lord Jamal Sadat, as we swell your dome.
Punch up to get beat down.